Introduction. The current strategic environment, with revanchist Russia and revisionist China, is typified by continuous competition among great powers, which challenges the security environment and operational deterrence. Subsequently, today's operational environment is such that the joint force may face air parity or even localized air overmatch and an overmatch of surface-to-surface fires during large-scale combat operations. These realities make joint and army forces vulnerable to air attacks by fixed and rotary wing aircraft, unmanned aircraft systems, UAS, cruise missiles, and rocket, artillery, and mortar, RAM, munitions. SHORAD systems are required to mitigate or defeat low-altitude surveillance and attacks by these aerial threats. SHORAD consists of dedicated ADA and non-dedicated air defense capabilities to defend critical fixed and semi-fixed assets and maneuvering forces. Dedicated refers to ADA systems operated and manned by 14 series soldiers whose primary mission is to defeat air and missile threats. Non-dedicated refers to contributions that Army forces, other than ADA, provide in the execution of AMD operations, primarily to defend themselves when dedicated systems are not available. FM3-01.44 provides supported commanders and SHORAD commanders and leaders with basic-level SHORAD planning and employment doctrine to defeat aerial threats in any environment where SHORAD systems are deployed. Adherence to the SHORAD planning, preparation, and execution methods outlined in this publication will help to ensure the AMD scheme of employment effectively enables maneuver force freedom of action and requisite defense of other critical assets, such as airfields, power plants, and major headquarters. FM3-01.44 contains 6 chapters and supporting appendices. Chapter 1 provides an overview of Army AMD. It identifies the role of ADA and describes the AMD principles and employment tenets. It then addresses command and control, C2, of ADA forces. Chapter 2 introduces the SHORAD role, organizations, and C2, and discusses SHORAD support of large-scale combat operations and Army operations. It concludes with a brief discussion of SHORAD planning, preparations, and execution, preludes to further in-depth discussions in Chapters 4, 5, and 6. Chapter 3 summarizes the air threats to be countered by SHORAD. It addresses the generic capabilities of UASs, manned rotary and fixed-wing aircraft, RAM, and cruise and tactical air-to-surface missiles. It also briefly discusses the electromagnetic and cyberspace threats. The chapter concludes with a presentation on air threat employment. Chapter 4 addresses the SHORAD operations planning processes. It begins with an overview of AMD planning and continues with descriptions of command and support relationships. The chapter emphasizes planning at the SHORAD battalion level, describing actions in each step of the military decision-making process and at the SHORAD battery, using troop leading procedures. Chapter 5 discusses the SHORAD preparatory actions for an operation, considered primarily from the SHORAD battery and platoon perspectives. It highlights the continuous need for coordination with supported maneuver units or fixed and semi-fixed assets. It continues with discussions of reconnaissance and defense design and concludes with brief presentations on rehearsals, further discussed in Appendix D, training, and ADA orders. See Appendix B. Chapter 6 presents the roles and contributions of the SHORAD battery and platoon in executing offensive, defensive, and stability operations. The defensive operations section includes a discussion of the National Capital Region as part of homeland defense. Appendix A presents descriptions of the current SHORAD weapon systems, sensors, and supporting C2 capabilities. Appendix B addresses orders that SHORAD leaders use in planning, preparing, and executing operations. Formats and examples are provided for each. Appendix C discusses the steps in developing an air intelligence preparation of the battlefield, IPB, focusing on its application to SHORAD forces. Appendix D provides guidelines to support SHORAD leaders in planning for, preparing, and conducting rehearsals.